Good afternoon. Dr. Bill Robertson, a previous speaker, discussed the field print calculator in detail. I am excited to get the opportunity to speak with you today about the field print calculator Arkansas case study. This study was conducted over 8 counties in the state over a span of 4 years through the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service Division of Agriculture Cotton Research Verification Program. To give you a brief description of how the program works, once a field is selected, the county extension agent and verification coordinator work with both a farmer and his consultant. The field is visited weekly by the county extension agent and verification coordinator. During visit, they take both soil and nematode samples and meet with producer to make recommendations, which are based on U of A recommendations. To accomplish the objectives, the farmer has to agree to follow the University of Arkansas recommendation for 2 production seasons. Through this program, we kept track of all inputs, which includes tractor size, equipment used, irrigation water applied, chemicals, and fertilizers applied. Taking all this information into consideration, we were able to calculate both variable and fixed costs. All the information collected from the operation gave us approximately 90% of the information needed for the field print calculator. This is a screenshot from one of our field print summaries. The spidergram compares farms being observed to national and state averages. Note, our field being observed is here in the blue watermark. Green is the national average, and orange is the state average. Both spidergrams are from the same county for 2 consecutive years, 2012 and 2013. By looking at these 2 spidergrams, you can easily tell that not any one field print is going to be exactly the same for multiple years or different locations. The overall goal of the field print calculator is to have a smaller field print while increasing your yield. Let me set up the next set of my slides in my presentation. Subsequent slides use the same format. The lint yield equivalent represents the economic value for both the lint and seed, with the lint representing 83% and the seed representing the remaining 17%. Our study was conducted over some potentially high-yielding fields and some lower-level yielding fields. In this graph, we rank counties from highest to lowest based on lint yield pounds per acre. On the y-axis is the yield, and on the x-axis is the field number and year. For example, 1013 would be County 10 in 2013. 813 would be County 8 in 2013, and so on and so forth. We coded our counties in an effort to keep them anonymous. The county producing the most cotton is 1013, with a yield of 1,979 pounds per acre, which will receive a ranking of 1. And the county producing the lowest yield is 611, producing 657 pounds per acre, receiving the ranking of 20. Looking into soil erosion. Soil erosion is calculated through an NRCS tool, Russell 2, ranked from highest to lowest in tons per acre. Notice that 611 and 612 are grouped together. When looking into soil erosion, it is not uncommon to see very little change over the same fields. As you can see, there is a lot of variability throughout our study. On this slide, we wanted to look into efficiency because it is important for farmers to remain in business. So in the same order as the previous slide, displaying pounds of cotton produced per ton of soil loss. The most efficient county, ranking 1, was County 8 in 2012. Soil carbon. Soil carbon is determined by using the NRCS Soil Conditioning Index. This system is not designed to indicate the target level for soil organic matter. Those values in the positive range represent a condition where soil carbon is predicted to gradually increase under the current production system. The values staying around zero are the areas where the soil carbon values are expected to remain the same, being maintained. Negative represent conditions where the soil conditioning index is expected to gradually decline over time. Irrigation water applied in inches per acre ranked from highest to lowest. Notice that forms 512, 813, and 1013 applied the same amount of irrigation water. With the previous statement being made, let's look into irrigation efficiency. Keeping the same order from the previous slide, irrigation efficiency symbolizes increased yield per inch of water applied over dry land yield. As you can see, the farmers who applied the same amount of irrigation varied a lot when looking into efficiency. Energy use. Energy use from production on the different fields ranked from the most BTUs used an acre to the least. By taking a quick glance at this graph, you will continue to see the variability over time and location. Once again, keeping the same order from the previous slide, we look into energy efficiency. Among the farms throughout our study, most efficient ranking 1 was County 9 in 2012, and the least efficient ranking 20th was 10 in 2012. Here we have greenhouse gas emissions, pound CO2 equivalent per acre, from highest to lowest. As we look into greenhouse gas efficiency, we notice that some of the years are clustered up. However, 912 is the most efficient, followed by 412. Total variable cost per pound of lint. You can see here, throughout our years of observation, that the cost of cotton has continued to go down, with the highest cost of production per pound of lint being 84 cents and the lowest cost being just under 30 cents per pound. To bring all the different resource efficiency together, we have established a chart so that they could be easily compared. We chose to rank this chart by the total variable cost, because the cheaper you are able to produce the cotton, the more profitable you will be. Notice that the county that produced the cotton the cheapest, which ranked first in total variable cost, which was County 813, ranked second in yield, fifth in conservation efficiency, 18th in soil carbon, third in irrigation water use efficiency, 17th in energy use efficiency. And if you drop down and look at 611, it ranked 20th in yield, 20th in conservation efficiency, 10th in soil carbon, 20th in water use efficiency, and 19th in energy use efficiency. By analyzing this chart in its entirety, you can easily tell that not any one county is the most efficient throughout our study of all the resources. However, you can tell that yield and total variable cost running more along the same lines of one another. In summary, field prints are kind of like snowflakes. Not all or any are going to be exactly the same. They are all unique. There was a great amount of variability throughout our resource rankings. We also realized that no one practice will work for all. There are many different practices available to improve sustainability and profit. The main thing that I want to drive home to you today is that yield drives profit. Thank you for your time, and are there any questions?